I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good afternoon.
What's up? Hey.
What is up? I'm just messing with my sound box.
Yeah, what if you've got like any papers or anything that are on the same surface as your recording equipment, you might want to move those, or I don't know. Last time, I could definitely hear shuffling of notes prominently. It was like another sibling.
I didn't shuffle papers.
Well, something was shuffling.
I bet it was the rat's cage.
Something.
Well, you might.
You'll hear it.
Well, all right.
Okay.
I actually tried harder last time, though.
Apparently, it's just still not good enough.
Story of my life.
Oh, man. Wah,
wah. Actually, mine's really great. I don't know what to complain about.
Take that, idiots. Suck it, losers.
Suck it. Suck it longer. So, good afternoon. How are we?
We are good, I presume, if I'm answering for everybody. We're okay. Everybody's okay.
Well, certainly no one's mad about much.
Still a breathable atmosphere up to this point. That's good.
I'm going to store up my good oxygen.
Yeah, I'm going to get
case.
Some. I'm going to be forward-thinking, socially mindshus. And I'm gonna use my extra plastic grocery bags to collect oxygen and store for after the apocalypse.
Well, I think old people are gonna have it because they have pure oxygen. They're probably gonna better.
They're gonna become like the arbiters of fate. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's like sitting there just with their cane, making judgments at youngsters. No longer do they shake them off of their porch, but they shake them off of their mortal coils.
I will live longer. I have access to oxygen.
Suddenly they become your phones
and your tablets.
They're the ones with a long life ahead of them, like 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so jealous of that old guy. He's going to live a solid three more years.
And then me.
What?
Yeah, and then they... they make it to the next election, but we don't.
Yeah.
Ironic.
Yeah, then they'll vote in someone even more conservative. They'll, make Trump look like Bush.
Did you just say Bush? Come on, let's keep this mature.
Yeah, come on now, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's just silly billies. So are we making a conscious decision to stay away from talking about Donald Trump? DT?
What else is happening? Because I don't know if anyone... It's pretty insane. He keeps, keeps things interesting.
There's a lot to go over.
I feel like my Twitter has been exclusively about Trump for about a year. But then again, life has been a lot about that. So it's kind of, I feel like as long as the world crumbles soon, then all of that will be justified.
That's all Jason's looking for.
So
I need justification.
For example, what I think is interesting is Donald Dump signing 10 executive orders, and I think the number's up to 12, but someone said executive...
In the first 2 days.
5 days. Someone said executive... there's another... executive action, which is different, but I do believe they are executive orders, all of them, in the first 10 days, and it's just, nary a puff from the Republican side. They made a huge deal about Obama and his executive orders, which were only done after failed attempts to work with a Republican Congress. Mm-hmm. Well, they would not cooperate on many of his legislatures, if not all. And then so he had to use executive orders. So they made a big fuss about that. But now that Donald Trump's in office doing it, funny enough.
I think it is fun when people bring up people who are supporters of Trump bring up Obama. It's like they brought up Hillary. If you tried to ask them a question,
they'll still
about
bring
Trump.
Up Hillary.
Yeah.
They brought up
yeah,
using that past tense.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay. Well.
Still, no, like, yeah, I mean, they say great. Anything, it's like, oh, what, you supported Hillary, it's not as bad as Hillary, it's like, it's post-election, I mean, I guess I understand them not knowing, because their commander, their Twitter fingers-in-chief doesn't know either,
Twitter
he's still acting like he's campaigning, so, but yeah.
We will win this race, DT?
It's like, no, we're talking about the white race now, yeah, it's, oh, okay.
Oh. The race is over. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, I find the more and more that I see that Nazi get punched in the face, the less I argue against it, though. It makes me feel better. I try to say, like, the right thing to do is hug a Nazi, not punch a Nazi, but, man, this is the second time now, and I feel half as bad as the first time.
Or, like, when they they're like, it's not a punch, it's an alternative hug. So.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's just adjusting your attitude via your face.
Guys, well, why is everybody so mad?
It's not a punch. It's adjusting your perspective of your eyes by moving them
with my alternative methods.
Yeah, via your skull pieces with my hand bones,
face pieces.
I'm gonna smash my hand bones against your face pieces.
Oh, that'll be a barrel of laughs.
Yeah.
I just feel like we could never possibly talk where we could grasp any sort of understanding about what the F is going on.
Brainwashing. I mean, you can hold up the X-ray of Trump's ascendancy to Hitler's beginnings. Like, you could literally just put the x-rays next to each other and be like, oh yeah, they're both broken femurs. Okay, that makes sense. But for, like, we have enough, like, we've been saying Nazi since a year ago, yeah. So Hitler and Nazi, and that's when they were like, oh yeah, you're easy. It's like, but
you just
so
don't
far
want
everything
change. You're a Democrat.
Everything has kind of fallen right into the Nazi playbook, so you could really put both up to each other. So we have examples in recent history of what's happening. But
if
they're
only
still
we
trying.
Had evidence or history books or
what they didn't have back in Nazi Germany was first of all they didn't have Angry Birds.
They didn't have an amusement park.
They didn't have Angry Birds. That was a cultural sensation.
Yeah, that could have helped.
They didn't have Celine Dion.
They didn't have
and that could have been part
parks.
Of the problem.
I'm telling you, if those Nazis had a little bit more fun,
and they didn't have the internet.
Oh.
We have the internet,
now
which is evidenced by our president tweeting relentlessly about celebrities and crowd sizes. My crowd's bigger than yours.
No, it's not.
Dude, bro, look. I got pictures of my crowd. Check it out. It's huge. It's like
oh
the biggest
gosh,
crowd ever.
Oh, my God. Don't. Oh.
No, I'm sending it around to all my everybody. You all have pictures of my crowd. Look how huge it is. Huge,
you should,
healthy.
You should take the picture of the crowd that's Donald's next to Obama's and, like, blur it out with pixels, like, flesh-colored pixels like you did with the...
Oh, my...
Yeah, make it look like, oh! What's he hiding there in his crowd?
Yeah.
A small, tiny crowd.
Crowd surfing.
Yeah.
Crowdfunding.
Crouch.
Yeah, hit him right in the crowd.
Crouch. Crouch.
The royal
whatever.
Crowd.
I can't find it. It's gone.
Yeah.
It wasn't there to begin with, but now it's definitely
no, there's
gone.
Nothing there. It was just an empty cabinet, and you've just been staring at it for about 20 minutes. Like,
what do you mean, like Trump's cabinet?
You just came, yeah. Yeah, that's what I said, empty cabinet. Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly it.
What was that?
Oops, what is
all it? There's just a bunch of IOUs in there, and all the assets are kept offshores in foreign banks. So it's like, you need beans? Oh, that's in Scandinavia.
Swissinavia.
Swice.
It's the Swice.
No, so yeah, there's just a bunch of like IOUs and bobbleheads in the cabinet now where it's like, oh.
Bobble
I needed food.
Yeah, Mnuchin's like, bobbleheads still ugly.
Yeah, yeah. Stacks of bobbleheads. Some of them are not attached to bodies. They're just bobbleheadless.
They got a little
The bobbleheadless horseman.
I was gonna say that. Ah, dang it! I couldn't put it all together. You, in all fairness, you put it all together faster and at all. So I
yeah,
don't get
I'm
that
like
one.
The, I'm like Forrest Gump. A second Forrest Gump reference now. I'm like Forrest Gump when he assembles his rifle and like Dundress Sergeant, and then he's like, Gump, why did you assemble that rifle so quickly? Because you told me to, Drill Sergeant. You must be a goddamn genius. Yeah.
I have a feeling someone watched Forrest Gump recently.
Oh yeah, I just have it on headphones, just the soundtrack, not the soundtrack musical, just you know, the dialogue soundtrack when I go to sleep. God. That would not be a bad idea. Like that would make people smarter. If you just listened to Forrest Gump every night as going to sleep, you'd have magnificent dreams about history.
That would be cool.
It'd be awesome. Oh. We need a Forrest Gump too. We need like Forrest Jackson. So it's like the Black Experience. It's a much more traumatic like Black Forest.
It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Like instead of like Black Swan or something, it's a mixture of a lot of things.
Oh yeah.
See, Black Forest.
The purpose
it's
is the, very intense. All of it.
You know what they could do? They could actually, you know, like Forrest Gump did to reality, they could insert Black Forest into the background of the Forrest Gump narrative. So take clips of like take the doctored clips of Richard Nixon or Nixon speaking to Gump.
Yeah.
And then actually doctor in Black Forest into shaking Richard Nixon's hand, like Black Forest is over there like waving at Forrest Gump as he's shaking Richard Nixon's hand.
Yeah, I wonder who would play Black Forest.
Ryan Reynolds.
Wait a second.
He could do it.
Yeah, he could.
He's gonna break barriers.
Blackface all over again.
he's gonna identify as a black female in the movie in the role. So it's gonna be a twist. We're gonna get M. Night Shyamalan to do some twisting of genitalia in this, and then it's gonna be a far fetched genitalia of mystery and intrigue and blackness.
A far
in gray areas.
It's gonna be a farfig nude.
Gray private areas.
Gray saving gray. Ryan Privates.
It's super gray.
Yeah.
Super gray.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, hugely gray.
Bigly.
But yeah, Black Forest, it's just Ryan Reynolds just at the beginning. You see him like just all of a sudden look up into the sun and then just identify as a black female. And then, you know, that's step one. Stage one. He's way ahead of his time.
You have to start somewhere. I mean, that's going to be a big role. That's going to be a huge role for him. So you have to start. That's the point. If the role speaks to you on a deeper level, then you become that. So I get it.
The twist ending, spoiler alert, is that young black female white man one day becomes president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
What's his middle name?
John, I think, is actually his middle name. Sounds funny.
Huh.
Donald Jacoffrey.
Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphine.
Jehoshaphine.
Donald Jelly Sandwich.
Yeah, Donald Jelly Sandwich Trump.
It's just
the
jelly.
One. It's gotta be.
He doesn't agree with peanuts.
Yeah, he's actually, if we only knew he had an allergy. I'm not suggesting anything.
Facts.
You're not actually allergic. These are just alternative allergens.
Voluminous knowledge he is allergic to. If you place an expert in proximity and then turn the tap open and you know just like have the expert slowly leak facts into the room, that'll instantly set Trump ablaze.
Oh, that's true.
And he will
Maybe
flee
he will
from the room in order to douse himself
attack.
In stupidity. Huh? Excuse me?
Maybe he could implode or have a heart attack or. I don't hope that for him, but
he looks
happens,
like a pile of shit. I doubt he's exercised since, you know, he had bone spurs when he was younger, so he couldn't join the military. He had to just be sedentary his whole life. We're just lucky the man was able to take advantage of so many women with his health problems.
We're so
you know?
Lucky. Wow. Those women,
thank goodness.
You know?
Yeah, and the women he hasn't taken advantage of, he's to this day, he's able to put them down with the confidence of a man who isn't a pile of turds.
He's so adept.
A taxidermied squirrel drilling into the top of it. That's so you can just see the tail. So someone obviously vigorously spiked a dead stuffed squirrel into what is essentially a stack of petrified feces.
Petrified. Nice. Yeah. I like the video that you posted. Was it Keith Olbermann or whoever who's on top of all this? Is that his name?
Was that the guy who, like, creepily says things? The super white guy's like, I will assure you with my calm demeanor and professional dictation.
Well, he does sound really good when he says
it's kind of creepy, though, because if you ever, I think once I saw a video where
it's
it's
ominous.
You're a little bit on the wrong, but so if he's got to be. He's got to be careful with that voice. It's like the voice of reason. So if he, like, I wonder if he fucks with people or something with it. Yeah. He's got to. I would turn that on at times. Just be like, I would like Pepsi, please. I don't know. I don't have anything.
No, I don't think you were prepared.
I'm not. I'm unprepared.
I don't think you've smoked enough.
That's true, actually. Hold on.
Ha! That's how we get those engines firing on at least half a cylinder.
No, we need to start our swizzle sticks. Hold on. Swizzle sticks. Fizzle sticks. For anybody swizzle. Listening to this,
what,
don't
what?
Steal this.
Stop meowing
Whoa,
at me.
Whoa, jeez. Calm down.
Do you hear this cat?
Yeah, I heard that. Violent.
Axel Edward. Oh my God, he's coming up here. He's on my shoulder. Axel, honey, I'm in the middle of something. Could you please? Oh, now you're just going to purr into the microphone. Stop. This isn't about you. This isn't about you. If you put another pull in this shirt, you're not getting... No, don't put another pull in my shirt. You go backwards. That way. That way.
Now the cat is on the other face.
Now he's literally rubbing on the dog. Like, somebody pay attention to me.
Oh, man. Need to get that cat a mirror.
I know. He'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so obsessed with myself.
I wonder if there's ever going to be such a thing as, like, a tactile responsive mirror, like a touch mirror that, like, also pushes back. Then you could just give that to your pets, and they would become strung out on that thing, because pets are so, like, especially dogs, they're wired so mechanically that you could just, if you invented a thing that could nuzzle them back, they would just, like, never eat again and sit there and cuddle with it, like, all day.
Yeah, they have, like, a shorter lifespan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to invent it now. I was going to. I was buying the rights.
It's not the K-cup. It's the K-9 cup. It's the thing that you wish you didn't invent. Why?
Why?
We didn't listen.
It is funny. Kellyanne Conway. Gosh, she is a trip. She is a trip. I mean, the fact that she even coined the phrase alternative facts in and of itself, everyone should be dismissed from class. Everyone.
Yeah,
nope, go
totally.
Home. You no it's longer like, work right. here. Goodbye. See you.
I'm sorry.
See you next Tuesday.
Try again. I think that the issue, though, with Kellyanne Conway, just to be fair, is that she is...
A woman.
No, she's been... She's under a curse, which so that to your point, she's cursed. So I agree in that sense. Wow. But she's cursed by an old witch who she has to, like Pinocchio in some sort of way, she has to say enough lies. Otherwise, her right eye will droop and it will go back into her chest where from it came. So like it'll slowly just like, you know, like the back muff from previously on the blah blah.
It's
like, like her eye, if you'll notice, I think it moves. And so she has to say enough lies per day to keep the eye in position because it'll shift downward. Like yesterday, that's why she was lying so ferociously because I noticed her eye was down a little further. So she needed to, you know, satisfy.
That's why we have you. You notice those little things that are very helpful.
Yeah, I know. I know about satanic curses. I see I see the lies written in between the lines. I know all. And Satan speaks to me both when I'm awake and asleep. That's why I'm here. Okay. Moving along.
Well, her Paddington Bear impression was pretty cute.
What the hell was that? What?
Sorry, I'm eating a fruit.
She Paddington a bear. Yeah, you gotta eat something.
Her little outfit there with the red hat. People are drawing comparisons to Paddington Bear and Napoleon. It was hilarious. I like it when people make fun of fashion accurately. It's like, ha, ha, I can't deny it because you put the picture next to the other picture.
Yeah, she was trying to... it looked like she was trying to go for some sort of Little Red Riding Hood theme.
Yeah, she's trying to USA it up.
But it,
I would be more concerned with her varicose veins. There was one picture on her legs where I was like, honey, at least wear some tights. Know how to dress yourself. I can't trust her because she lies, but also because of her fashion sense.
No, but did you see the wolf buttons on her thing?
Yeah, no, I thought they were cats.
They were cats?
Someone said they were cats, and that was like a dig to the pussy comment.
What's her name again? I forget her name now. I have to search for
Conway.
Kelly Ann Conway. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna look at these warlocks. yeah. Outfit. Who wore it better, Kelly Ann Conway or a Nutcracker?
Or anybody else? Here, I'll send you what I have.
I guess mine those are could probably be cats. Better. That's where I got the Little Red Riding Hood vibe, because I thought those were little wolves, and she was like putting off like a victimized, like, but you know, she's gonna win in the end kind of vibe. Because I would.
The second like picture that I sent you of her face, where she's smiling,
my face.
It looks like she's cackling, like literally, like an actual literal like cackle, oh, yeah. Like.
She's got a sweet cackle. And cankles to match.
Cankles.
Super bitchy.
Oh my gosh. You hope that women have the consciences so they can keep men on track, and she doesn't have conscience, and she doesn't keep men's on tracks. And
no.
She's terrifying.
What's scarier is when you go back not too long and you see the video of her calling Trump out like everybody else. Like when it first started, she was being paid, or whoever was paying her, her opinion was against Trump. So if you actually go back to, look up Kellyanne Conway against Trump, and you'll probably find video of her saying, yeah, he's not qualified, saying everything the other Republicans were saying, and now she's totally shilling for him. So it doesn't matter. You pay Kellyanne Conway, she'll say anything.
Ooh, so she's like a word prostitute?
Yeah.
Say it. Say my name.
Huh? I said Nutcracker before I saw this picture of a Nutcracker, too. I just want to point that out.
That's awesome. You're like a mind reader. Aren't those pictures hilarious?
It's like, it just means that it looks like a Nutcracker, because yeah, you know, that's confirmed by multiple sources who didn't know that they were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. And she does. She's a ball buster.
Okay.
I just saw... Mexican presidente, el presidente Chupacabra, has said that it just makes sense because Donald Trump said that if they can't, if Mexico won't pay for the wall, they might as well cancel the meeting. And then so the Mexican president was like, "All right, click," and they just said, "I'm not going because we're not paying for your." And you know, we've already seen how Mexico's going to pay for the wall with alternate facts. It's gonna. Mm-hmm. Trump's just gonna be like in a year's time. He'll just say, "Oh yeah, we taxed Mexico enough such that the wall is paid for." There you go. I did it.
Look, wait, Donald Trump, do it.
I do it. And then you just pan over to a wall, and it's just Trump playing in poo, and there's kind of a stack of it.
A sandbox, where he's like, he's in the sandbox, but cats pooped in it, and he doesn't know.
He's stacking the cat turds into now a chimney. He's become distracted.
They're like
distracted.
Lincoln Logs, yeah.
Yeah. That's about what it's going to be. But I just don't... I mean, you know, the fact that...
Who gave this guy power?
Well, I did say the word fact, so maybe that's my issue. But they're coming out that 70% of illegal immigrants are not on the ground, and most of them are just overstaying legal visas. So, you know, you're not
like
really...
They said like 10 million people are going back in the last few years anyway. They're going the other
way. Well, sure. Yeah, now that Trump's president, they don't want to be here either.
No, don't worry. We don't even want to now.
It's like we will deport ourselves.
No. We'll see ourselves out.
And I like how... You know what's funny is that I think Trump was actually taunted into doing all this by liberals. I think we kind of are to blame a little bit. Liberals, whoever those people are.
Yeah,
types. Those colored types.
Oh, God. They're so colorful.
They're so liberal.
Liberace. Liberace.
Because right after the inauguration or when Trump started going all like back on his word on everything, and he said maybe we don't need a wall, and maybe everyone's like, oh well, what you were talking all big before the election, what now? And I think that actually worked.
Ooh.
I think I think
Trump was like, figure out how to make that work in our favor again, but better. Like, let's do that again. Let's do it again, but like the other way, and be like, you probably can't. You know?
Yeah, I bet Trump can't gain equal rights for women. I bet he can't fix the broken social. I bet he's like too much of a pussy to like fix the safety net, the social safety net, and like provide care to people in need. I bet Trump like isn't even up to that challenge.
It's like a 5-year-old boy who's like, I bet you can't jump off that bench and land by the sandbox.
Yes, I can. I can totally do it, you guys.
Bet I can.
And then Trump's like the kid who runs and then just like spikes his head into the side of the bench and falls down and he's bleeding. Everyone's like, you tricked me. You made me fall.
I couldn't grab it. I had these tiny hands.
My hands are like super small. At this stage, they would just be like, you know, some little fingernail sticking out of a ball, like a little nub.
Or
they wouldn't have developed.
At the inauguration, he's like, it wasn't raining. It was actually sunny. And people are like, actual rain.
There were shitloads. Well, no, did he say that? Because then they also said that their attendance was low because of the rain. Like, that was an official statement, too, I think.
Wait, he's contradicting him? That's new. Now
the sun was in my eyes, and, like, it was super raining, and, like, and you guys all, you blocked the way, so, like, guys couldn't get through.
Yeah.
There were, like, a bunch of guys, but they couldn't get through.
The CIA was barricading all of my supporters from, but the crowd was still huge.
And then they were, like, lying about how many people were there, because when I looked out, there were, like, tons of guys.
Well, he is living in his own reality, that's for dang sure. The only problem is that reality, his lack of actual reality is filtering into our reality and could make impacts near now.
And no, like I said, it's like a C or D list reality TV star has broken into the real world is attempting to defame actual life and actual A list celebrities in order to legitimize himself.
Yeah.
It's like #LastActionZero.
I like how no one wants to even be like associated with him. Like, I mean, you talk about like celebrities, how they never can quite get their heads on straight because they just surround themselves with yes people who tell them yes all the time. And obviously, he's doing that, except at a governmental level, and it affects all Americans in the world.
Yeah, and it's actually going to fall out, and like everybody, we're supposed to have opinions and stuff. So when we get those in there, he's gonna be like, wait a second, this isn't what I want.
Okay, so what say ye?
Wait, hold on. The State Department's entire senior staff quit, to your point of people either being fired or leaving. They just like, the state, all like four people, they were just like, we don't want to work under Trump. Rex Tillerson's a D-bag.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah, nobody wants to, no celebrities want to associate with him because it's like career suicide if you associate or even say a word about Trump. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I think Three Doors Down or somebody played for Trump or was going to. And then, yeah, it's not like, it's kind of, I don't know, but it's the market speaking. It's like people don't want to support people who support Trump. So it's like, yeah, sorry, can't have that opinion. That's a pretty absurd opinion to have. So we're all going to judge you pretty harshly about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I see your signs in your yard still.
Oh, Jesus. The Trump signs and flags that I see around here, they're so depressing.
It is. It's like, oh, you lost your mind. Alzheimer's is... Oh, no. Oh, no. Early. Oh.
Can I get you an ice bucket?
Well, what do you say to the people who are like, it's America. He's our president now. We just need to, guys. Can we just support?
If you'll refer back to the X-rays that I have here, propped up on the. So if you look at the ventricular tuperferi, it is snapped approximately above the first zubodorant and between the third and second atriarch, and you can see that it matches perfectly with Hitler's grand design. Today on Hitler's grand design, we are gonna macrame some tea cozies and exterminate a race. Next up after the break, we spin the extermination wheel. Which race will we exterminate today? Let's find out by spinning the wheel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, y'all. It rhymes in German. It's more catchy in German. We had to, because we're global and we've adopted English as the language, but not for long, you silly billies.
Oh, goodness.
Yep. Esperanto, here we come.
Oh, that's going to be a fun game for a few people.
Yeah, it doesn't rhyme in Esperanto either. Unfortunate.
I like how when I was watching The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, how there was a lady who completely dissected Donald Trump's speech. And she's like, he wasn't... the fact that it was the most negative inauguration speech probably ever conceived of and presented. But also, he spoke only to his supporters, not to the entirety of the United States. Yeah. And he thanked the world. Why you think?
Well, he wanted to include Putin, but obviously he's still trying to pretend that, you know, that's not a thing.
Whoa, guys, I like barely touched his dick. Oh my God, guys.
Like only for like 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh, guys.
What's the big deal?
Oh my gosh, I'm not even gay, stop.
Dude, that kid got more action behind the dumpster the other day. So like, what? You're going to judge me now?
Oh my gosh.
He's out of jail.
Wow.
Stop. Stop being like so gay. Jeez.
Ugh.
Yeah, he thanked, you know, everyone who mattered, I guess. All the people who got him where he is and who are making him happy. Because being president is about feeling good.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. You do have to feel pretty good.
Yep.
They just came out with a new bad lip reading from the inauguration.
Oh, jeez. Was it just the inauguration? Because I could almost just, you know, play.
It was bad lip reading of just the inauguration.
Well, I mean, but it was just like the actual verbiage, and it'd be like, oh my God, this is hilarious. No, it would be more depressing to just do that.
Well, I don't know. It's like, what do we do now? Because it's like, you want to say something and you want to speak out, but then every time you speak out, even though I don't care that people are like, people lash back, that's fine, lash back all you want. But I do want to feel like I'm doing something with my voice and my voice is being heard. You know what I mean? But it's not, and it won't be, and so it's like, do I stop? I mean, I guess I can only take care of my own little bubble, and then...
Well, your bubble is dependent upon a meta bubble.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but...
And then that's, like, dependent upon a meta bubble. And we gotta... So that's why we're all talking about the big meta bubble.
And then there's a poutine bubble.
Yeah, there's a poutine bubble. Delicious. That's the bubble I want to get to.
Tastes like potatoes.
Yeah, it's just potatoes and cheese. Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
And gravy. No, I would say that, unfortunately, and it is, and that's the normal mindset, but because of the scale of the internet and everything, that's the scale at which, you know, I mean, the bad guys are using the internet too, so, and it is up to the now vocal majority, because the thing about the majority is it's usually pretty quiet, because it is, most people just want to work and have families and fun. And so they don't usually raise much of a fuss, but now is the time for that voice to be risen, because the extremes are all talking, like not only just extremists, but the extreme wealthy. They've just taken over, and it takes a village.
I just don't see why. I guess, like, we've tried to kind of touch on it, but it's still boggling my mind what you have to say in your own mind when you literally have not millions, but billions, and are like, I need more, so I'm going to continue. I'm just going to keep going. And live with the consequences.
No, it's not that. They're not looking at it like that. It's a poker game for them. Like, I think we have touched on it where it's just...
We did. We tried. I still just can't make any sense of it.
Well, it's I don't know, it doesn't make sense, but it can be explained to a certain extent. Ugh. Where it's just the way that kings and lords used to pit their armies against one another in a show of sport. And that's kind of what's going on. Oh. A lot of these guys aren't expecting
anymore
to win. They're just playing. And they see not only money as poker chips, they see humans and resources as chattel.
That's so detached. That's terrifying.
That basically we're kind of a count, or we're maybe even just the playing. I mean, once again, rehash of earlier discussions, but chess is a derivative of warfare and possibly vice versa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you did say that. Shit. I thought I'd have a better grasp, and I just don't. I don't know. No. I guess good people.
You need to get a float tank in your garage and just like be like the weird people who just have a friggin' float tank.
Or will we be the trendsetters?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like that thing's like a space. You could charge, if you kept it clean, you could charge neighbors to use it.
That's true. That'd be so smart. I got to think about that. I have a really good sized garage.
You do, and it also is beneficial. You don't have to do drugs when you go in there, but they help. From what I hear, like doing edible marijuanas is good for going even deeper. Mm. But yeah, float tanks, just, you know, sober, it's supposed to be good for you, just meditate and free your mind.
Is it anything like a yoga swing?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I think it's probably very similar.
You're gonna float your ass.
Your ass. Well, the reason I got a yoga swing. I'm very excited to invert my vertebrae and also to stretch while I feel like I'm floating. I want that weightlessness feeling. That'll be exciting.
Yeah. Sounds maybe exciting.
When you go upside down, though, it looks like you have to have more ass to keep you from slipping out, though. Maybe I should get ass implants. I don't know. There's a lot going on over here.
Yeah, you could look for, like, used ones from Kardashian.
Oh,
I think,
yeah.
I hear that.
Like,
hear
late
that
models.
She's like Shaquille O'Neal. You know, she likes to sign and donate a lot of...
Oh, what a philanthropist.
You know, like, ass implants. And after every... After every game or every performance, you know, she tosses her ass implants to some little needy kid.
Jason.
I think it was like Spike Jones.
I can hear you. I'm going to try to not talk
this
over you.
Stupid computer. It doesn't work right. Anyway, I think that Kim Kardashian could put her ass to work in philanthropy.
Here's what I don't understand.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy. Oh, I'm back?
Yeah, you're back.
Oh, hi.
Hi. My favorite, like, there's all these transformations on, like, Instagram, like, transformation pages that pop up if you're just doing, like, a general search, like, suggested pages, like, the ones you like. And I'm like, I don't think that, it's like, no ass, sort of an ass, and then, like, look, after all this work. And I'm like, okay, you expected me to believe that now you got a bubble booty when genetically, don't matter how many squats you done, you ain't gonna get that ass, but you expect me to believe that?
Okay. Wait, is that proven? You can't just keep on packing on muscle until it turns into
a
bubble?
In one specific area as a bubble, nowhere else, just this bubble. It's just so funny. It's like they expect you to...
Well, I mean, if you look at the gluteus muscles, they're like, you know, they just go there. If you just do shitloads of squats.
Okay, but it's different. It's like the quad, like the thigh meat to ass bubble ratio, it's got to make sense. You can see how it's like, look, all of a sudden. And I'm like, no.
All of a sudden.
Look what I do. My dude.
I'll send you one.
I'll find it. It's hilarious. I'm like, respectfully.
Well, in this instance, I suppose hindsight is 2020.
Hindsight.
Yeah.
Did you get the videos I sent you on Snapchat?
Hindsight is a perfect turn. I got, you know, an email.
No, did you get my Snapchats? I just found Snapchat the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's what that was about?
I don't know.
I don't know how that thing works. I don't either. I don't need help for getting videos.
Folks. Well, I got a little lost and confused, but it was fun. I was way behind the times. And Wyatt's over there laughing at me like, why are you just now laughing at Snapchat? I'm like, this is fun. I'm just making a bunch of weird videos. But it is fun. Snapchat is fun. If you don't do dirty things with it, it's fun. If you do dirty things with it, then that's only fun for you.
Yeah, well, that's it. I just don't get it. I feel like that's the only thing it made sense to me for, because otherwise I just forget stuff anyway, and it disappears, it goes away, it's in the cloud, none of it actually goes away.
It's in Jason's cloud.
That's also why it doesn't make sense. What?
Well, I said it's in Jason's cloud. Jason's cloud. Oh my gosh.
Cloud.
Do you keep losing me again? That's ridiculous. I think you're doing
purpose. I need to close my Facebooks. There's messages popping up that are distracting the shit out of me.
Yeah, we need to really keep this on track. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, seriously,
we have a rigorous
schedule by which to go for tour on track.
Once I send you this and you respond, then we can end this madness.
What are you sending?
I'm sending you. I don't get any of this. Like, it's like she kind of had a booty, and then she like lost some tummy weight, but then went back to. I don't understand it. Somewhere, none of this makes sense. I don't know. You'll get it. You'll see. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Surgery looks, no way. If I could work out and get a butt like that though, then yeah, I'd listen. But I just don't trust it. It looks really implanty.
It's like that dragon that you go to, or I mean that boulder that you go to rest your head against, and then said it's a dragon.
It's exactly like that. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, precisely. I got it.
Did you get the picture?
No.
I sent it on your phone.
Oh, I was looking at my email. Oh. That's
well, sometimes it sends slower that way.
Sometimes.
There we go. Now?
I'm looking at Word It.
Transfo instead of transform.
Well, I mean, I don't know. She did a bunch of squats.
I know, but do you? Does really, really?
Yeah, no, I mean, because when she lost the weight, she was like, oh, my butt wasn't a real butt. It was just like, you know, curves from fat. And then, yeah, the one on the right looks much more toned, which would be like, you know, muscle. So, I don't know. She didn't build a butt, though. That's total. Huh?
You're just like, oh, that's a nice ass. I don't see anything wrong.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this. Like, it looks good to me.
It's really freaking hot.
I'll test that out, and I'll let you know.
Oh, creepy. Blah.
Yeah, no.
I don't like him. He's not as fun at parties.
I gotta go pick up my kids. I'll be back. Okay. Oh, no, he has kids. That's upsetting.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yep.
This is officially... I think I fell asleep dead. Only twice. So once I've fallen asleep twice, it's time to... While recording. Hey, count us back.
Correct.
Huh?
1, 4, 3, 8, 7... Six. Did I say one already? One.
Yes.